good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Hello, we're God Chasing Ministries, and we'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to come forth to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. We're going to have Pastor Tiara Hawthorne come forth with the word. Before she comes forth, I just need to reflect on a few things out there to the ones that are listening. No matter, I don't know how you're listening, but these things we must reflect on. We must reflect on, in the beginning was the word. In the word we must stand on. That is our salvation. That is where we stand. This is where our liberty is. That's where our strength is. It's all in the word of God. And we cannot take it lightly. And this is what we're doing now in this day and this time in this generation that we're in. We're taking the word of God lightly. We're taking what the Jesus has spoke with us through the word lightly. And it's causing confusion in the church world. And it's a shame and a sin and a witchcraft. The things that are going on in the church world, it's just a condemnation to Christ. The things that you're doing, the things that you're saying, the way that you're operating without the word of God. The word of God is null and void in a lot of the churches. It's null and void. You say great things, great swelling things, but the word of God is nowhere near what you're speaking about. And you say that you believe in Christ, and you say that the foundations that you have set yourself upon is of Christ, but it is not, because you're not following the word of God. Your mind is being turned to a debased mind because of this. And you wonder why these things are happening the way that they're happening. You wonder why Christians are spoke about the way that they're spoke about in this day and time. People think we're foolish now. They think the Christian way is foolish. We think that Christian way is hypocrisy because you refuse to do what the word of the Lord said for you to do. You refuse to do what the lines upon line, precincts above precincts, say for you to do. Speak the word, do the will and purpose of Christ. Stop just being a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word also, and follow the principles of Christ through the word of God. Without any further ado, we're going to have Pastor Tiara Hawthorne come forth with the word.
Amen. This is really lined up with what the word is being spoke about this evening. I'm going to be in Acts chapter 26, and I want to start in verses 27, 28, and 29. It says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. Blessed be the reading of this word. As a prophet made mention of, I'm just going to follow up right behind him and be very brief with the word, because it should not be just an almost persuaded, amen. But Paul continued to say, I am persuaded that there is nothing that shall separate us from the love of Christ, not near a death, not near life, amen. No principality, no ruler, no spiritual wickedness in high places. It's nothing that shall separate us from the love of God, amen. And altogether, we must be persuaded. We must be persuaded in our own mind, amen, to be Christians and to be true and to stand firm on the foundation of Christ. If you hear anything, any other doctrine, amen, believe it not. But hey, let me ask you this question. How does it feel? I want you to go back into and remember this as you're reading over this scripture in Acts chapter 26, amen, how Paul was shipwrecked with a message. Just want to go back to that place and just put yourself in the perspective and in his shoes, amen, as the disciples of old when they were going forth and they had a message, a testimony and really think about the things that they went through when all he had was a testimony. See, we know the end of the story and all of the things that Paul went through because we're reading after the fact. But in the midst of these situations and how the Lord was building him and continued to build, amen, through Paul a more greater testimony, amen. But Paul went forth first, amen, with just one testimony to the people, and he began as he was delivered from magistrate to magistrate to magistrate, just speaking as they continued to accuse him, and they still said, I cannot find any cause of death in this person. But yet he was still prepared for death, and the Lord, he was expecting, amen, that Caesar might kill him, but he knew he had to get to Caesar. But in the meantime, amen, if you continue reading on to this, he becomes shipwrecked, amen. So he knows he has a message, he has a testimony, and also he's sent to just preach that particular testimony to say that Jesus is risen, amen. Just so simple as that. He is risen. And see, some of us, we get so carried away in the church world and trying to go from this place to that place and speaking on this great thing, like they talked about the Jews and the Greeks, all they do is get together just to talk about this next great thing, but not to apply it to their life. But Paul is an example that we're just going for with first a testimony and allowing the Lord to continue to build that testimony as we continue to go forth to do the will and purpose of Christ. But if we're only hearers and not doers also, then the testimony is not built and the faith is not completely established in us. Amen. But what is it? Let's go back to this verse where I'm talking about it, to being shipwrecked with a message. Can you imagine the depths of the waters and the cold as he's sitting up there waiting in the water and he is amidst other prisoners, amen, who are halfway persuaded because of the situation, amen. Some of us are sitting up there with people and we have a testimony, but the people are sitting up there saying, well, I'm almost persuaded, but they're looking at us and they're looking at how we're believing on things and how we may speak a halfway, or may, you know, you want to say something, but you're not going to say something because you're so worried about how they're looking at you in the flesh. But even Paul, he was a persecutor of the church, but he still said after his situation with the Lord, I am going to do the will and purpose of Christ. No looking back, and yes, I am also prepared to die. So he is shipwrecked with these people who are also on their way to prison. And so can you imagine having a testimony with all of these people who also think you're guilty, 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 guilty as sin, and they're looking at you saying, what in the world am I supposed to believe anything that you have to say, and you're just as bound up as I am, amen. But here goes Paul, and he's saying, and even in 29, and Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and all together, such as I am, and accept these bonds, amen. Because some of us are bound up, but we're bound up for the cause of righteousness and holiness, not because of anything of this world, amen, but to be put in the prisons with the people so they can see how real Jesus is, and they can look at you and say, yes, I seen them bound up, but I believe the God that they called on. I believe that same God that delivered them will deliver me also. But if you only live half the testimony and you don't speak the word of God out of your mouth when you're supposed to speak the word, and you sit there and you're not recognizing who you are in Christ, oh, I don't know whether I should speak this word, I don't know, because they're looking at my situation and it's not what it looks like, but yet it is what it looks like. Somebody can say, hey, Paul was supposed to be prepared for death, but he's sitting up here and he's on his road of righteousness, amen. He has a testimony, he's expecting to die, but he said, hold on now, I thought I was just getting started. I just talked to the Lord the other day. I know that Caesar, they might put me to death because they keep delivering me up to these people, but hold on, I got a message. But in the midst of me delivering this message, I'm shipwrecked. And you say, Lord, I don't know, I don't understand, but I thought it wasn't going to happen like this. It's not supposed to happen like this. This is not how I expected the life to turn out. This is not how I expected the situation to go down. There's so many many more people to talk to. There's so many people that need deliverance. There's so many people that need to hear my testimony. Help me, Lord, because I'm drowned in here, and it's not what it looks like. I have a heart after righteousness. I have a heart after holiness. You did so much in me, and they're looking at me like I have died, and they're looking at me like I'm a sinner. They're looking at me like I went where no one desires to go. They're looking at me like I'm hell-bound, but I have a message, and you delivered me, and you told me that they're going to look at me like I'm crazy, and they're not believing me, and I think that they're not going to believe what I had to say, but it's not about me, but it's about you, and all of these things are going on through their heads, amen. And can you imagine? I just want you to go back to that place. Can you imagine what Paul is feeling when he's in the depths of the sea? Because we hear about being shipwrecked, but we don't understand what it's like being shipwrecked and then still having to deliver yourself up, because he says, okay, after they get to dry ground, he still says, okay, all of us are here, and he delivers himself back along with the prisoners and said, none of us are lost. Can you imagine finally having the opportunity to escape and still saying, no, I'm going to deliver myself back into the hands of the enemy in hopes that they will be believers as I am a believer, and to still stay the course and stay the mission, even though they're sitting there thinking that I'm a babbler. They said, who is this babbler? And they were talking about Paul, and they said, they're coming up with this strange doctrine, and these are the accusations that they're making against Paul as he's being delivered from magistrate to magistrate, amen. So hallelujah, bless the name of the Lord, because we're still going forth with a mission, no matter what it looks like, and we need to stand on our most holy faith, as the prophet make mention of, because in 27 it says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Sometimes you need to just recognize, as David said, I have hid the word in my heart that I may not sin against you. It's not what it looks like, but when we're going forth doing the will and purpose of Christ, that's it. That's all. We need to go forth and do what the Lord have told us, and believing only and standing firm on the foundations of faith that he has established us upon. As Moses and the prophets have spoken, we must also go forth doing the will and purpose, because nothing else shall fall. The word of God shall stand. Everything else shall fall. The word will surely go forth and bring forth the fruits thereof. But we have to get in our prospective places and do what the Lord have called us to do. But again, let's go back to the very beginning, because everybody wants to do and have these fellowships, these gatherings, these get-togethers. But is it for the true will and purpose of Christ and establishing real testimonies where healing and deliverance and people's hearts are mended, amen? This is what we have to get back to, like Prophet made mention of earlier. We have to get back to the basics and just do the will and purpose of Christ. Just get back to our first love, speak the testimonies of Christ, and do it. Not an excellency of speech, but really in true purified love, amen, that is backed by the Holy Spirit, and that is what breaks the yokes, and that's what heals, delivers, and sets free. When you're going forth and you're just going forth in love and obedience, the Lord does the work, and then the people are recognizing, they're saying, okay, there is still hope. And then when you're sitting up there and you're just loving on them and saying, don't worry, the Lord is still there, he is still able to use you, he is still able to heal, he's still able to deliver, those yokes are broken. And then the people are not sitting up there bound up by the cares of this world. They're saying, surely if I continue to seek the face of God, he will heal me, he will deliver. And then we're in it together, and we are able to completely persuade them to be a Christian, because they say, if he did it for you, then he'll do it for me. But the love is what does it. And we can't sit here in a position where the love of many waxes cold, but continue to love each other in as brethren are supposed to do, confessing our sins one towards another to say, hey, bro, I know you're going through this, but I've been delivered from the same thing. So surely the Lord will deliver you, and we'll work together. Amen. That's what the scriptures is talking about, that we're able to compel men and women to come together. Amen. And that's where the true fellowship is, in the spirit. Amen. And in truth. Amen. And then people are really delivered, healed, and set free. And then we're reconciled unto Christ, amen, but we're doing it in truth, and it's not in a falsehood where we're just having the same state of mind and the people saying, oh, well, that ain't for me, that's not really for me, the Lord really is not delivering me, and they're still waddling in sin and heavy laden in sin because they're seeing a picture of Christ that is not real, amen, but Christ is very much real, and he is still real in the church today if people will really truly humble themselves and get back to the first testimony, even if it's just one testimony, and allow the Lord continue to build upon that in you, amen, because he does not want us to be overtaken with sin, but he said he has already overcome this world with the blood of Jesus, amen. The work has already been done on that cross, and Jesus is risen, and that's what Paul went forth to say, even when it seemed like he didn't have the opportunity to speak that message. He was shipwrecked, but he did have a message, and you all, he has overcome. We know the end of the story. He has already overcome. He has already overcome. The world is already overcome because of the blood of Jesus, and now it's time to be overcomers, because he said the overcomers is who sees Christ, amen. But we have to have an overcoming spirit and not be weary in well-doing, amen. The Bible says we shall reap if we faint not, amen. So we're going to continue to stand on our most holy faith, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, no matter what it looks like, amen. We're going forth in an obedient spirit and continue to walk, because faith is what moves God, amen. Faith, by faith, by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and that's what moves our God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Until next time, may God continue to bless you. Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God. Like never before, we encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. Until next time, God bless you.